When the city of Scottsdale opened a new playground, it didn't want anyone to be left on the sidelines, including those with disabilities. KJZZ's Claire Caulfield put it to the test with one local family.
When Vicky Leonard takes her son Dylan to the park, it's pretty easy to predict where he'll head first.
Oh, look at these swinging is his favorite.
Dylan goes to ACEL, a private school for children with disabilities. But the specialized swing Leonard is buckling Dylan into
get your pigeon legs out of there.
Isn't in his schoolyard. Okay. It's in a public park.
At least you're smiling.
Dylan is 13 and has limited movement due to his cerebral palsy. Additionally, he wears a cochlear implant and is diagnosed with autism, so every playground isn't always a welcoming place.
For me, it was always challenging to go to playgrounds when he was littler, just because of the fact, you can clearly see he's different.
But this new playground at Chaparral Park in Scottsdale aims to be different.
They've got different rope apparatus that you can climb on, different types of slides. I see for sure two different types of slides.
The playground was specifically designed for those with physical disabilities.
And they have ramps for the wheelchairs that will allow for if a child is in a wheelchair or if a parent is in a wheelchair.
And goes the extra mile for those with cognitive or sensory disabilities like autism or Down syndrome.
They've got things with colors and sounds. So there's a couple little wheels over there that you can spin. Different feelings that are really important in a child's development with disabilities and stuff.
This location was chosen because of its proximity to Scottsdale's Adaptive Services Program building. So kids in their after-school program, as well as families from all over the valley, have a new place to play. The City Parks and Recreation Department says this is part of an inclusivity movement happening across the country.
Want to go see if we can climb that walk brawl over there? Huh? Aw, I love you. Let's go see what else they have.
So I think having a variety of options at a playground is really great.
That's Laura Montgomery. She's a speech therapist at Dylan's school.
Just sitting here while we've been at the park, I've been watching parents be really involved with children. I've seen senior citizens come up and interact. So there's really a whole community involvement in this park.
She was excited to see the park was accessible while remaining challenging and engaging for kids of all ages and abilities.
It's really important for everyone in our communities to spend time together, for our neurotypical kids to learn how to be great peer buddies, for our friends that are learning skills at just a different rate, and everyone has the opportunity to participate together.
That's just one of the reasons Jesse Bertelson is also excited for the new park. He lives nearby and is pushing his 3-year-old daughter in a bright blue swing.
What's really been cool is how this is an inclusive playground where I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. This is really special, and I think it'll bring a lot of the community outside from behind their iPads and have a lot of fun.
There's kids on monkey bars, kids running up and down the slides, and kids holding their caregiver's hand. All are laughing as they spin on a multicolored merry-go-round. Leonard has always challenged and pushed Dylan to conquer his fears.
Nice. Need you some more?
And today, she's helping him climb on the jungle gym. When he reaches the top, a big smile breaks out on his face.
And I think that's the way it should be with all families. Don't ever hold your kids back.
The money for this high-tech playground came from the Salt River, Pima Maricopa Indian Community, and Playtime Corp. At around $335,000, it's a steep price tag. But Leonard said it helps build a community, and that's worth it.
If you see a family that's struggling, just reach out. They just want to be included. I would love to see one of these in every 5 square miles of the state. In every state, for sure.
Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Scottsdale.